Warning: this program contains content that may not be suitable to some listeners. It contains decency, truth, ageless wisdom, a father who cares. It's Generations with Kevin Swanson.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Generations. Welcome. My name is Kevin Swanson. I'm Executive Director of Christian Home Educators. I'm a pastor. But the reason I'm on the air with you today is I'm a father of five. My son Daniel in studio with us. And folks, there are some statistics coming off the press right now that would break your hearts. There are more babies born without fathers this year than last year. We've been talking about 35% of babies born without fathers. Well, this year, it's 36.4%, according to this Associated Press article that just came out this week. 36.4% of babies are born without fathers in America. That's up from 5% just 40 years ago. Do you think I'm concerned? Of course I'm concerned. I'm a father of five. Our nation is being devastated by the destruction of the family. In fact, Rutgers University came out with a study just a few weeks ago. America has the weakest families in the Western world. I'm concerned for my children. I'm concerned for my country. I'm concerned with what's happening in our world. And do we have to make an impact on this? Of course. Of course. By the way, this study also indicates that the overall birth rate has dropped again last year in America. Indeed, the situation in America is becoming desperate. There are fewer people having babies, and a lot more of them are having babies out of wedlock. That is, there are more babies born without fathers now than ever before in the United States of America. Where will our nation be when our children grow up and these children born without fathers have grown up? We're talking about the destabilization of a nation. 36% of babies born without fathers. Well, it is the disobedience to the laws of God that is destroying our nation. And it is destroying our nation. As far as I'm concerned, it's Hollywood, MTV, the public schools. It's the institutions across this nation that are committed to the destruction of this nation. Ideas have consequences. The consequences we see in our day do not come out of a vacuum. They come out of a concerted effort on the part of our educational institution, our political institutions, and our cultural institutions to systematically dismantle our families and, as a result, destroy our nation. It is happening in our time. So, as a father, I have five children. I want to have six. But I'm concerned. Are you concerned? I don't want to destroy our nation. Do you want to destroy our nation? I know that the left wants to destroy the nation. They don't think that 36% of children born without fathers is enough. They want more children born without fathers. Half of marriages end in divorce. They want more marriages ending in divorce. Just watch what Hollywood puts out. Just go to the public schools. Government takes half of our income in taxes. That's not enough. They want to destroy this nation. They want to destroy our families. They want to destroy our freedoms. And yet I'm a father. Am I concerned? Yes, I'm concerned. I want a future for my children. How are we going to raise our children in a day where 36.4% of children are born without fathers? That's my question for you on this program today. And for African American families listening, it's 70%. I know these statistics break your heart because they are breaking families and they're breaking the hearts of little children right now being raised in our nation. For those listening in Sweden, you're over 50%. Over 50% of children born without fathers in Sweden. Moms and dads, I want to talk to you on this program today. We're parents, aren't we? You're a parent. I'm a parent. This issue today is touching who we are as parents. How are you going to raise your children in a world where all of the institutions are committed to destroying this nation? How are you going to raise your children in a world where 36.4% of children are born without fathers and the number is growing every year? How are you going to do it? We're going to talk about that next on Generations. Stay with me. Facing the facts today on Generations, 36.4% of children born without father. That's a new record in America. 1.5 million babies born last year to unmarried women in our country. In Sweden, the number is higher. We could go higher, but what are the consequences of these things? We want to talk first the consequences, then secondly, practically, how are we going to raise our children in this devastated culture? Well, Dave, you know the consequences. The consequences is we are going to turn into a nation led by women, where men are irresponsible, and many of these men are going to be in jail, because you know that fathers must raise those little boys, and those fathers aren't there for them. The end result is going to be a breakdown of the family and a breakdown of this nation.
If a boy does not have a man in his life, a father, to redirect his masculine energies, he will probably turn to crime. If a father isn't there to discipline him, he will be an undisciplined child, and that's what you have in jails.
Well, there have been studies that have shown that out-of-wedlock birth increases a child's propensity for ill health, for poverty, for criminal activity, for being a school dropout, a welfare recipient, for being a single parent himself. You know, these out-of-wedlock births are going to undermine and destroy the family. There will be a lot of boys in prison.
And this is much more devastating than having a child whose father has been killed, say, in battle or something, because that child can honor the memory of his father because he did something. These children will not have a father to honor. They won't have anybody there. And they're breaking the fifth commandment institutionally now to where children, if they can't honor their fathers, there isn't an opportunity for the blessings that are promised there, Kevin. They're going to end up with just the curses.
Dave, the obvious conclusion to the matter is that these little children are not wanted by their fathers. If their fathers wanted them, their fathers would be there for them. Now, I don't know all of the extenuating circumstances for the 36.4% of children born without fathers last year, but I have to conclude that these children are not wanted. And you know that there are many, many orphans across America today that are not wanted by their parents. There are a huge number that will be raised by their grandparents. There are a huge number that are effectively orphaned. I just talked to a guy who runs a boys' camp, a Jewish boys' camp up in Maine. He told me that there are these boys that come from Boston. They grow up basically on the streets. They have homes, but they go to the public school. They go to boys and girls clubs during the 9 months that they're in school. And then during the summer months, their parents don't want them. Their parents don't love them. Their parents don't want them around. It's obvious the parents have sent the message to these boys. Their parents do not want them. They don't want to spend time with them. They don't love them. So these boys go to a boys' camp for 2 to 3 months during the summer. Well, Dave, this is the sad fact of what we are seeing today. These little boys and girls grow up to live, in many cases, even more dysfunctional lives. They birth their own out-of-wedlock children. Many of the boys, as we mentioned, go to jail, and the result is going to be social instability. But what do we do? Do we solve the problem with more government programs, more after-school programs, more daycares, more churches that are offering hundreds of programs to take children off their parents' hands and deal with them? This is what the average church does. Believe me, I know them. I talk to the pastors all the time. They care about the problem of children growing up on the streets without Jesus Christ. And they truly believe the answer is going to be to give these children more after-school programs. But I've got an idea. Why don't we go to the parents and teach these parents, even the single parents, teach these parents how to love their children and how to teach their children God's Word as they sit in their houses, as they walk by the way, as they rise up, and as they lie down. That is how we love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Deuteronomy 6:4-7. Dave, it's as clear as can be. God knows that these parents need to love their children. And they love them by discipling them as they sit in their house. We need to train parents to do this kind of thing.
Well, Kevin, if the problem is fatherlessness, then what we need are fathers. The answer is not in programs. The answer is in fathers. Some of these fathers leave their wives or leave their girlfriends because they didn't want a relationship with that woman. Well, then they had no business fornicating with her. We need men who are raised with an attitude and a heart for God and His kingdom to where they will love their wives and honor their vows and commitments to be married to that woman. We need fathers who will love their children and raise them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. That is the only answer that will have any legs in time.
And Dave, many of these boys that abandoned their children were boys without fathers. It's a revolving door. How do you stop the perpetuation of the revolving door? You start it by going to those fathers right now. And I'm guessing we're talking to some of those fathers right now on the air. And you tell those boys to go home and be fathers to their little boys. It's time to stop the revolving door. It's time to start repenting and being fathers. And you know, there isn't a father alive that we're talking to right now that this message doesn't apply to. They have to learn what it is. Relearn what it is. Because we've come out of generations of apostasy in the area of fatherhood. We all need to learn what it is to love our children and father them, even as our Heavenly Father does to us.
And that's where part of the answer lies, is we have to learn to love our Heavenly Father afresh. We need the work of the Holy Spirit to change hearts of fathers. Somebody who is the third generation fatherless, the only father he's going to be able to cling to is his Heavenly Father. He needs to love his Heavenly Father in order that he can love his wife. He needs to feel the love of his Heavenly Father in order that he can love his children.
Yes. Well, let's move on. We know that boys need fathers, and we've talked about fatherhood before on this program. We would encourage others to go to kevinswanson.com and download some of our programs on fatherhood. But more than that, I think we need to raise our sons and our daughters with a concept of the unified household. And let me explain the difference here. Raise our sons first with a covenant headship mentality, not as an independent, I'm going to live my own life sort of mentality. I think there are a lot of Christians, Dave, that are raising their sons and daughters this way. We raise our sons to take responsibility, to love their wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. But we raise our sons not to have that independent, I'm going to live my own life mentality. He is going to be part of a household, a family, a unified covenantal unit. And on the other hand, raise your daughters with the same mentality, not an independent career track, I'm going to live my own life sort of mentality, but also raise our daughters with a helpmeet mentality. So the difference here is they both are raised with a unified household concept, but the little girls need to be raised with the idea they will be a helpmeet, and our little boys need to be raised with the idea that their function in that unified household will be as a federal head, a leader in that home.
Now, some people might not be familiar with the term federal. It doesn't mean big government. In this case, it means part of a covenant, a grouping together by covenant. And part of that federal headship that a man takes on is accountability. He is not just accountable for the welfare of his children and his wife. He is responsible before Almighty God for the sins of his family, of his whole unit. Their sins of selfishness are his sins of selfishness. He needs to repent for his children. He is held accountable by God for the thorough application and teaching of the Word of God to his whole federal group. The wife, the woman, she is accountable before Almighty God in submitting to his federal leadership. And if we understand that, as colloquial as it may seem, that's God's order for things, it works every time society tries it. You end up with a blessed society.
And Dave, our worldview has got to shift on this issue. You know that our educational programs, our universities, our colleges, our media is all focused on this independent career track. You are going to live your own life, girl. You are going to live your own life, boy, sort of mentality. They don't raise girls with the concept or educate girls with the concept that they will be a helpmeet for a husband's vision in the home. And if we don't raise our children this way, we are going to see boys going their direction, girls going their direction, and 50% of children born without fathers, we're going to see a division of the household, the household that has existed for thousands of years, and it's already breaking down all the way through the West. You look at Europe, you look at America, it's breaking down because There is an economic system, there is an education system that is committed to breaking that down. Raising girls and raising boys with that independent, I'm going to live my own life sort of mentality, and that is killing the family.
Yes, when women embraced the equal rights and feminism, they didn't get equality. What they got was exploitation. They are now raising children with men who've left. They are now being sex toys, and they are going to end up being further and further down the economic scale than they've ever been. They didn't get equality.
What they got was exploitation and fragmentation. They got the destruction of the family. And that's what we're seeing today. Folks, we're encouraging you to get back to a biblical worldview. Fathers should be fathers. They should father their sons and their daughters. Fathers, come home. Bring your hearts back home to your families. Raise your sons with a covenant headship mentality. They are going to be part of a unified household, not an independent, I'm going to live my own life sort of mentality. Raise your daughters with that help meet, I'm going to be part of something bigger than myself. A covenant home. Raise your children with that concept. And let me encourage you also to train your children in purity. Because without these lessons thoroughly ingrained into ourselves and our children, we are going to see more children born without fathers and a devastation to our nation. We'll be back in just a moment with more on Generations. Stay with us. Folks, 36.4% of children born without fathers. A heart-wrenching, devastating statistic, because you know those are the children born without fathers. How many millions of children lose their fathers sometime during their raising? In fact, among some minority groups, these little children only have a 5% chance of growing up with mother and father for all 18 years. These are devastating statistics. And yet, today on Generations, we are casting a vision for renewed fatherhood, bringing the hearts of fathers back home. And Dave, as I travel the country, I'm seeing more and more fathers and mothers that are bringing their hearts back home. They are loving their children enough to do what God said in Deuteronomy 6:7, to disciple those children, to teach those children God's word as they sit in their house, as they walk by the way, as they rise up and as they lie down. The hearts of parents are turning back. They are not turning away their children into orphanages. They are bringing them back home and loving them. This sort of principle is being re-engaged in the hearts and lives of families everywhere. So we have a reformation happening, and Dave, we have got to pass this vision on to the next generation too.
If we don't pass it on, it may die. And lest people think that this is just some little minority movement, I'd say to you what the prophet Nehemiah said: do not despise the day of small beginnings, because out of small beginnings come great works. And I do believe, Kevin, that this is a great work that God is bringing out.
Those of you whose interests have been piqued by this conversation today, I want to direct your attention to an introductory seminar that we put on in the Denver metro area on a regular basis. It's our intro seminar. I will be there this Saturday. Call 877-842-CHECK for the homeschool introductory seminar produced by Christian Home Educators of Colorado. Again, call 877-842-CHECK for more information. That's 877-842-CHECK. You can interact with this program by emailing me, kevin@check.org. That's kevin@check.org. And you can hear the program anytime, anywhere in the Western world, or the Eastern world for that matter, at kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we lay down the vision for the next generation.